I didn't intend to get involved in politics. Business was my life. It was going to be my life.
With a background in dancehalls, show bands and pet food, Albert Reynolds wasn't the most likely of characters to go into politics. But his fascination with it came about in part from the arms trial of Charles Haughey, and he appeared on the national stage in 1977 as a Longford Westmeath TD. He later went to hold several ministries, including Post and Telegraphs, Industry and Commerce, as well as Finance. When Charles Haughey resigned in February 1992, Reynolds became Taoiseach. Here Albert recalls his first day in the job.
I want to forget it, and I'll tell you why. Because that was the day the little girl wanting to go to England to have an abortion, the X case. It was on my desk in the very first morning I went in.
The Fianna Fáil PD coalition later collapsed over the beef tribunal and Reynolds lost 9 TDs in the election. But he negotiated a new government with Labour and was reappointed Taoiseach. His greatest achievement was undoubtedly the restoration of peace to Northern Ireland.
When I came in as Taoiseach, I said, I'm two objectives I'm laying myself. One is to bring peace to Ireland.
He opened up channels of communication with the Republicans and Loyalists. The Downing Street Declaration and IRA ceasefire followed. But his coalition with Labour was in trouble, finally coming to breaking point over an extradition case and the appointment of the then Attorney General as President of the High Court. Reynolds suddenly found himself forced to resign in November 1994. A later bid for the presidency was unsuccessful after the majority of his party backed Mary McAleese. He retired from politics at the 2002 general election after 25 years as a TD.